praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for your helps you have showered upon us. Thank you for defending your purpose in our lives. Thank you for giving us rest and peace on every side. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for freedom you have given to us, breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for destroying all forms of prisons the enemy have placed our lives and destinies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying limitations in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you take care of us. Thank you for loving us so much that you meet all our needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting the enemy to shame concerning us. Thank you for lifting us up from where we used to be to where we are now. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for new things that you are doing in our lives at this time. Thank you for successes and progress we are experiencing at this time. Thank you for spiritual growth that is happening to us, personal revival that you are doing inside of us. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit that is at work in our lives. Thank you for the ministry of your angels that is at work in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for using common things, foolish things of this world to lift us up. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a glorious future that awaits us. A glorious destination that awaits us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised and exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending time in your presence tonight to seek your face, to pray, to trust you for great things. O Lord, intervene from your throne in our lives and situations. Help us greatly so that our joy can be full. Make ways for us, bless us, touch us, heal us, and deliver us. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs before we start praying with prayer points. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same. The same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. A Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long, and found there is none like you. You are great, yes you are. Holy Lord, you walked upon the sea, walked upon the sea, you raised the dead, you reign in majesty, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great. You are great. Yes, you are. Holy Lord. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great, you are great, oh Lord, you are great, you are great, you are great, so great, you are great, everything written about you is great. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Yes, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. You reign, you reign, God, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you, yes, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise him. Jehovah, we praise him. Bright and morning star, Jehovah, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Yes, Lord. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God. From east to west, no one like Jesus. There is no other God, no one like Jehovah. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive, Jesus, he's alive. forever, He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord, in our situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Hallelujah, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the heart tremble. He reigneth, let the heart tremble. Our God reigneth, let the heart tremble. He reigneth, let the heart tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the heart tremble. He reigneth, let the heart tremble. Jehovah reigneth, let the heart tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father, and you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are God. You are not a man. You are God. You are not a man, King of glory. You are God. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, Lion of Judah. You are God, you are not a man, Alpha and Omega. You are God, you are not a man, King of the universe. You are God, Jesus, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man. Be lifted high, be lifted high, high, oh Lord. Oh Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. I begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Exalt him, worship his majesty, praise the King of glory, praise the Lord of hosts, praise the King of kings, praise the the King of Israel. Praise the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Praise the one who was, and is to come. Praise Him. He is the resurrection and life. Praise Him. He is greater than all, stronger than all, higher than all, wiser than all. He is mightier than all. Worship Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, Elohim. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Adonai. We praise You, Mighty Healer, Mighty Savior, Mighty Redeemer, Mighty Restorer, Mighty Deliverer. We praise You, O God of heaven and the earth. We praise You, O Lord of hosts. We praise You, King of the universe, controller of times and seasons. We praise You, Father, the governor of all governments, the King of the whole earth. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. You are before all things, and You are the one holding all things together. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. The whole earth and the inhabitants of the earth are like a drop of water in a bucket to You. The whole world like dust on the scales. You are the Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We are going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for good health and long life You have given me. Yeah, long life, because there are people who weren't fortunate to live up to Your age. Right now they are dead. Yeah, so anyone that is still alive on earth today really have received long life from God. So you're going to say, Father, thank You for good health and long life You have blessed me with. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Good health, long life. Good health, long life, good health, and long life. Thank you for blessing me with these two things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with good health and long life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for securing my health such that I am not spending money on my health to survive. You're going to say, Father, thank you for securing my health such that I am not spending money to survive. I'm not spending money on my health to survive. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father. I don't have to spend all my resources on diseases and sicknesses. Thank you, Father, that I don't have to spend money to maintain my health or to prolong my life. Thank you for securing my health. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for keeping me strong. You're going to say, Father, thank you for keeping me strong. Irrespective of what is happening all around me, you have kept me strong. You have not allowed the battles of darkness to crush me. You have kept me strong. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, oh Lord, thank you for keeping me strong. Thank you for keeping me strong. You have not allowed the forces of darkness to crush me, to destroy me. Thank you for keeping me strong. You have not allowed temptations to overcome me. Thank you for keeping me strong. You have not allowed the darkness in this world to enslave me, to oppress me, to deceive me. Thank you for keeping me strong. Thank you, Father. Despite the troubles, that happens all around me, despite the troubles that I face, despite challenges, despite attacks. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me strong, despite the pressures coming from my environment and from people around me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me strong. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, revisit all the prayers I have prayed before now and perform them all by your mercy. You're going to say, Father, revisit all the prayers I have prayed before now and perform them all according to your mercies. Not because I deserve anything from you, but because of your mercy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, revisit the prayers I have prayed long time before now. The prayers I have prayed early this year, prayers I have prayed last year, prayers I have prayed years ago. Oh Lord, revisit them and perform them. Revisit them and perform them. Revisit them and perform them in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, O Lord, according to your unfailing love, according to your loving kindness, O Lord, revisit the prayers I have prayed before now and perform them all. Both the prayers I prayed on a public platform like this and the prayers I prayed on my own secretly, oh Lord, revisit them. Revisit them. Revisit them to perform them. Revisit them to answer them all. In the name of Jesus, revisit them, oh Lord. Revisit them, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use me for great things at this time. Say, Father, my life is available. My spirit is available. My soul and body is available. Use me for great things at this time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, my life is available. Use me for great things. Use me for great things. Use me for great things. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, use me for great things. Use me for great things at this time. Great things that will change lives of people. Great things that will reverse irreversible things. Use me for great things at this time. In the name of Jesus. Use me for great things at this time. In the name of Jesus. Use me for great things at this time. In the name of Jesus. Great things that my generation are waiting for. Great things that will solve the problems in my generation. Lord, use me for such great things. In the name of Jesus, use me for such great things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up every gift that has stopped functioning in my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up and activate every gift God has given me that has stopped functioning. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, wake up and activate every gift that I've stopped functioning in my life. Every gift I have received from God that have stopped walking in my life. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Activate them. Make them function again. In the name of Jesus. Make them function again. In the name of Jesus. Activate them. Activate them. Activate them. In the name of Jesus, every gift that has stopped working and has stopped functioning in my life, Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Wake them up right now. Thank you, Lord. Activate them right now. Make them function again right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are also going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up and activate every gift I have received from God and have never functioned at all. Every gift God has given me, but they have never functioned at all. They have never manifested at all. Holy Spirit, wake them up. Activate them. Make them to function right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shehate su pelegla shidadria. Nehata shande desu zishilia. Holy Spirit, wake up and activate every gift God has given me, and they have never functioned at all. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Make them to function. Make them to manifest. Make them to manifest. Bahasha Shetina Hasilea. Teshepate Temeglisha. Nahata Sushende Teglavala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make them to manifest. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Every gift God has given me that I've never functioned before, that I've never manifested before, every gift that I was born with on the day I came into this world that I've never manifested before, Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Wake them up right now. Wake them up right now. In the name of Jesus, wake them up right now. Thank you, Lord. Every gift God has placed in me that I've never manifested before, Holy Spirit, make them manifest now. In the name of Jesus, make them manifest now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. The spirit of self-centeredness has the ability to stop the gift of God in you from manifesting, because the gift in you is not for you, is for the people out there, is for others, not for you. Yeah, every gift from God is not for our own personal consumption. Is for the purpose of blessing lives, saving lives. Yeah. So, self-centeredness must die in your life. I repeat, self-centeredness must die in your life for the gift in you to fully bless your generation, for the gift in you to revive the world and save lives. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every self-centeredness in me. Some people, their motive for manifestation is pride. Their motive for manifesting the gift of God in them is to feed their pride. And that is why they never manifest the gift, or their manifestations were so limited. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every self-centeredness in me that is stopping the manifestation of the gift of God in me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Selfishness, self-centeredness must die. Self-praise must die. Self-pleasing must die. Self-gratification must die. The Holy Spirit, destroy every self-centeredness in my life that has caged the manifestation of the gift of God in me. Holy Spirit, destroy them all. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some time ago I wrote an article on the currency of God. I don't know, I think it's around that. I mean, the topic is the currency of God or something similar, if I'm not mistaken. And I said that the intention of God when he was creating human beings and creating the world was, or maybe I should say, the intention of God has nothing to do with money. When God was creating the whole world and he was putting human beings in that world, I mean, in this world, God had no intention for money to be part of our system. God had no intention for money to be part of this world system. Yeah, God was looking forward to a world where there will not be money at all. And in that article, I was saying that the world God was creating was a world where what we spend is not money but love, purpose. That is, we spend love. So, which means nobody will lack anything. And everybody will have what they need to fulfill their purpose on earth. Yeah. Nobody will lack anything because people will share things with themselves. So everybody will be rich. There will not be any poor. And those that will seem to have a lot of resources, they will have resources because of the purpose God has called them to fulfill. Yeah. So you will have resources based on the purpose God has sent you into the world to fulfill. So that was the kind of world God had in mind when he created Adam and Eve. That is, before they fell. Yeah, so money was not God's intention. So God never wanted money to exist at all. Of course, there would be materials, there would be resources, there will be lots of things, but there will not be money because the currency we'll be spending is going to be love. Yeah. And we'll just keep sharing with one another to meet the needs of one another. Yeah. And if you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, I think chapter 4, chapter 5, you will see that the early church, they try to follow that pattern. Yeah, but somehow along the line, the pattern died. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this to show you that your prosperity is inside you fulfilling God's purpose. Yeah, the resources heaven we allocate to you is going to be according to the purpose God has called you to fulfill, or God has sent you into the world to fulfill. And then fulfilling that purpose has a lot to do with you thinking about others and not yourself. I hope you are getting the connection now. So you will be blessed as you are blessing others, as your life is a blessing to others. That is how you will be blessed. Somebody said, we rise by lifting up others. Yeah, so the purpose of God for your life is not self-centered, is not selfish. If whatever you are doing for a living is all about you, then it is not God's purpose for your life. Then it means you have not started to fulfill God's purpose. If everything you are doing, so I'm talking right now, what you are doing for a living is all about yourself, your family, your children, then it's not likely to be God's purpose for your life. Because God's purpose for your life is not about you. It's not about you. It's about others. And it is as you get busy with that, that you get prosperous. That you get prosperous. Yeah. So God will keep blessing you because you are a blessing to others. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, set me on the path where I will find your purpose for my life. Set me on the path where I will find your purpose for my life and fulfill that purpose. Lord, set me on that path. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, set my feet on the path where I will find your purpose for my life. Set my feet on the path where I will find your purpose for my life. The reason for my existence. Set my feet on that path. And make me fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus. Set my feet on the path where I will find your purpose for my life, and on the path where I will fulfill your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, set my feet on that path. Set my feet on that path. The path to find your purpose for my life. The path to fulfill it. Set my feet on that path. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, you are still going to pray? Have you ever asked God the reason why He's blessing you? Yeah. Whether spiritual blessing or physical blessing. Have you ever asked God and said, God, why have you blessed me with these things? Why are you blessing me? There is a purpose for those blessings. Spiritual blessings, there is a purpose for it. Physical blessings, there's a purpose for those blessings. And you need to understand that purpose so that the flow of that blessing can continue. You need to understand that purpose so that you can channel those blessings to fulfill that purpose. Yeah, you need to understand the purpose. Why God is blessing you. Let's say, for instance, God gives you a good paying job. Have you asked God, why did you give me this kind of job? God gave you a very lucrative business and you are making a lot of profit from that business. Have you asked God, why? Did you give me this kind of business? Why did you allow this business prosper like this? There is a purpose for every blessing. Yeah, maybe God keep giving you divine revelations, teaching you a lot of things, or He gave you grace to fight and win battles. He gave you powerful spiritual blessings. It gives you ability to speak and things will happen. Ability to counsel people and they will be helped. Have you asked God why? He has given you all those blessings. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me the why. Show me the reason why you are blessing me. Yeah, in fact, for you to be connected to a ministry like this, for you to be here right now praying with me in this midnight, there is a purpose for that. Everything God has done in your life, there is a purpose for them. Every blessing. So you're going to say, oh Lord, show me the reason for blessing me so that I can channel the blessings to fulfill the purpose. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The more you channel the blessings to fulfill the purpose behind them, the more the blessings will keep multiplying. The more the blessings will keep multiplying. So say, oh Lord, reveal to me the purpose behind the blessings you have been sending into my life. Lord, show me the purpose. The purpose why you are blessing me financially. Lord, show me the purpose. You think it's just for you to eat? You think it's just for you to eat and buy clothes and enjoy yourself? No. There is more than that. There is more than that. There is more than that. Oh Lord, show me the purpose. Why you are blessing me, why you have blessed me, so that I can channel the blessings to fulfill you, those purposes, in the name of Jesus. You have spiritual gifts. There is a purpose for that gift. Oh Lord, show me the purpose. Show me the purpose behind every blessing you have sent into my life, whether material or immaterial, whether spiritual or physical. Lord, show me the purpose. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every power of darkness that wants to frustrate my life and keep me in frustration. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of darkness that is after frustrating my life and after keeping me in frustration. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Every witchcraft assigned to frustrate me and keep me frustrated, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Shehateshte innehatibala gahashe shenenegala. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, every power from hell, demons from hell, assigned to trouble my life, to frustrate my life, to trouble my peace, to trouble my joy. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There is one thing that is common to everyone in this world, whether you are a Christian or whether you are an unbeliever. there is one thing that is common to everyone, and that is the tendency to be offended. That is, offenses is common to everyone. Offenses. Yeah. Persecution. Yeah. Tribulation is common to everyone. So there will always be offenses. People will always be offended. Yeah. And people will always cause offenses. People will always offend. And people will always be offended. Yeah, it's something that must happen to everyone. Like it just happened. It happened every time. Yeah, but you need wisdom to be able to undo offenses and not be affected by them. You need wisdom to be able to undo, to be able to deal with offenses and not be moved by them. Yeah, and not be crushed by them. Or corrupted or polluted by them. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray for that wisdom. You're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom. Jesus said, be wise as serpents and harmless like doves. You're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom to handle offenses and not be crushed by them. To handle offenses and yet move forward in life and yet dwell in peace. Lord, give me wisdom to handle offenses. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Almost everything in this world causes offenses. But we must be wise. Say, oh Lord, give me wisdom to respond well to offenses. Give me wisdom to handle offenses and not be crushed and not be defeated by them and not be polluted by them and not commit sin by them. Oh Lord, give me wisdom to deal with offenses and not fall by them. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom in my relationship with people, in my relationship with my neighbors. Lord, give me wisdom to handle offenses and not be crushed by them, and not fall by them, and not commit sin by them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are not likely to be defeated by offenses if you are a seeker of peace. You are not likely to be defeated by offenses if you are a seeker of peace and a maker of peace, a peacemaker and a peace seeker. Offenses are not likely to overcome you. So you're going to pray. Some marriages today could no longer continue because whether one of the partners or both partners are not seeker of peace. Yeah. So that is why the offenses that happen in the marriage crushed the marriage. Yeah. Offenses have to happen. Even in marriage, in any way, offenses have to happen. People will always offend, and people will always get offended. Yeah. But if you are a seeker of peace, you are not likely to be defeated by offenses. So you are going to say, Father, make me into a Christian that seek peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. That is, seek peace as you move around men, as you walk with people, as you deal with people, seek for peace. Seek for peace. So begin to pray, say, Father, make me into a Christian that seek for peace. Make me a peace-seeking Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make me a peace-seeking Christian. A peace-seeking believer. A believer that is always after peace. Always looking for peace. Make me such a believer. Make me such a believer. Make me such a believer. Some people, they are not yet happy until they cause trouble. They just find joy in causing trouble. They just find joy in abusing people, cursing people. That is demonic possession. Say, oh Lord, make me a Christian that is a seeker of peace in every place I find myself. A seeker of peace. A seeker of peace. Make me such a believer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Also, you are not likely to be crushed by offenses. If you forgive people ahead, if you forgive people before they offend you, you are not likely to be crushed by offenses. If you do that, if you love people that you have forgiven them ahead of when they will offend you. Yeah, so the spirit of forgiveness is a destroyer of offenses. The spirit of forgiveness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of forgiveness. To be able to forgive people ahead of the time they would bring offenses. Fill me with the spirit of forgiveness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Spirit of forgiveness. Spirit of forgiveness. Fill me, O Lord, with the spirit of forgiveness so that I would be able to forgive people ahead of the time they would offend me. Fill me with such spirit. fill me with such spirit, the spirit of love that would drive me to forgive my enemies. The spirit of love that would drive me to forgive people, both friends, enemies, relatives, neighbors, ahead of the time they would offend me. Fill me with such spirit. Fill me with spirit of forgiveness. Even to forgive whoever has already offended me. Even to forgive them right now. Fill me with the spirit of forgiveness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use me to build up the lives of people Satan has crushed. Use me to build up the lives of people that have been crushed by Satan, damaged by Satan. Lord, use me to heal and build their lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There is nothing as fulfilling as God using you to build and heal the lives of people that have been shattered and damaged by darkness. Say, oh Lord, use me to build up and heal the lives of people out there that have been damaged and crushed by Satan. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, use me. Oh Lord, use me to build the lives of people. The lives of people. Use me to build people's lives. Use me to heal people's lives. Use me, O Lord, to build the lives of those the enemy have scattered, have damaged, have crushed. Use me to heal them. Use me to build them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and then you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every spirit that want to control me or use me to spoil good things. Yeah. In fact, we have some people that they are the ones destroying their lives. As God is building their lives, they are destroying it by themselves. Yeah, because they have been possessed by demons or they are under the control of demons. Yeah, so the demon is always using them to spoil things. Yeah, I've met some Christians that their lives became worse after they met a pastor that is under demonic control, or a prophet under demonic control. So instead of the pastor or the man of God building their lives, the man of God was damaging their lives. Yeah, and their situation got worse. In fact, they would have been okay if they never went to that church. Yeah. So, there is a spirit that is working through people to spoil good things, to destroy lives. Yeah. If you are a man or woman and your dressing, your appearance is seducing the opposite sex. Your dressing is seducing others to sin. Yeah, then it means a spirit is using you to destroy lives. That's the meaning. Yeah, because some of those people, your appearance is affecting. Some of them, they might... some of them are like eggs because they are still growing in their walk with God. They are fragile. Their faith is fragile. Yeah. And they are trying to overcome sin. And then you just go out there dress anyhow. And your dressing keep luring them into sin. And then you think God will let you go scot-free. God is going to deal with you for that. Yeah, that is demonic possession. So any so-called Christian that dress in such a way that the opposite sex is seduced, that Christian is possessed. Yeah, that is, before they step out of the house, You could see yourself that what you are wearing is so tight and it's exposing your body parts. I mean, some body parts that are sensitive. You could see that before you leave the house. And then you still open the door and step outside. You are possessed. Yeah, that's the truth. And it means you are an agent of destruction. Because that spirit is using you to bring people down, to make people start thinking lustfully, to make people start falling into immorality in their hearts. Yeah. So that is a demonic possession. Yeah, a demonic possession. So you are going to pray. That is just one example out of many. So this spirit is really walking through people at this time. And sometimes the spirit will make people destroy their own lives after they have prayed and fasted. And God is building up their lives and they are about to start succeeding. The same person that prayed and fasted for God to change his or life is also the same person that would destroy his or life. Yeah. So it's a terrible spirit. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit that that have been assigned to use me to spoil good things, to use me to spoil good things, to use me to destroy things God is building. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every spirit walking in my life, making me to do things that leads to destruction of good things, making me to do things that brings down what God is building, making me to do things that destroys what God is building. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such spirit in the name of Jesus. Destroy such spirit. Every spirit that is assigned to make me do things that will prosper satanic mission on earth, to make me do things that will promote satanic agenda on earth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, crush such spirit. Destroy such spirit. Right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy such spirit right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're still going to ask God to use you. You're going to say, Father, use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to give joy to the sorrowful. Use me to give life to the dying. Oh Lord, use me. Use me to put a smile on people's faces. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to offer help to the helpless. Use me to give joy to the sorrowful. Use me to give strength to the weak. Use me to give life to the dying. Oh Lord, use me. Use me, oh Lord. Use me to give light to those in darkness. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Use me, Lord. I make myself available. My life is available. Use me to give hope to the hopeless, strength to the weak, joy to the sorrowful, life to the dying, help to the helpless. Use me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. coming. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, put me in a position from where I can lift up others. You're going to say, Father, put me in a position from where I can lift up others. From where I can lift up those that have been oppressed, humiliated, those that have that have been attacked and enslaved. Lord, put me in a position to lift up others. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, put me in a position from where I can lift up others. From where I can lift up people from poverty. From where I can lift up people from suffering, from oppression, from slavery, from injustice. Oh Lord, put me in that position. Right now, put me, Lord, put me in a high position from where I can lift people up into the fulfillment of their destinies. Put me in a high position from where I can lift people up into becoming who you want them to be. Oh Lord, give me that promotion so that I can use it to lift up people all over the world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have some people who in their quest to be used by God, they ended up using God. Yeah, they started by praying that, oh God, use me. Use me mightily. And then when God started to use them, they changed the narrative. They are now using God instead of God using them. Now what do I mean by they are using God? The position God placed them, the gifts God gave them, they now start using it for self, for their selfish interests. Yeah, not for the purpose God wants them, want those gifts to be used for. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that is humble and obedient, so that you can use me forever. Yeah, not that you will use me to a point and then you won't be able to use me again. So, oh Lord, give me a heart that is humble, submissive, and obedient, so that you can continue to use me forever. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that is humble, submissive, and obedient, so that you can continue to use me forever. Give me such a heart, O Lord, so that I will remain a man you can use, so that I will remain a vessel you can use. Give me a humble heart. Give me an obedient heart. Give me a heart that is submissive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of contentment. Deliver me from every spirit of greed. Yeah. Say, Father, fill me with the spirit of contentment. The spirit that will make me contented with whatever you give me per time. Lord, fill me with such spirit. Take away greed from my heart. Take away greed from my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the spirit of contentment. Help me to be contented with everything you give me per time. Take away envy from my life. Take away greed, covetousness from my life. Help me to be contented with the things you have given me. Help me, O Lord, to be contented with the things you have given me. Thank you, Father. Destroy greed in my life. Destroy greed in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some Christians are so full of greed that they are no longer thankful for the blessings God gives them. Because to them, it looks like it's small. Yeah. So the greed has destroyed thankfulness in their lives. Yeah. Because they are expecting something very big from God. And then God, first of all, give them something little first. Because God is testing for greed in their lives. So God throws in a little blessing. And then they look at the blessing. May God deliver us. They look at the blessing and then they feel like, this is just a small blessing. They were not thankful to God. Yeah. They were not grateful. Yeah. And then God shook his head where he is and said, okay, so I gave you a little blessing, you cannot thank me. And then God will say, that man is not ready for the big blessing yet. Yeah. Because it's a sign of greed. Yeah. It's a sign of idolatry. Because covetousness is the same as idolatry. It's a sign that such person is a servant of money, a worshipper of money. Yeah, so I hope you are not like that. Yeah. I don't want to talk much. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, search my heart and uproot every root of covetousness that is not allowing you to bless me. You're going to say, Father, search my heart and uproot every root of greed, every root of covetousness, every root of love of money that is destroying my life, that is not allowing you to bless me as you wanted to bless me. Every root of greed that is making me ungrateful, unthankful. Oh Lord, uproot them now. Begin to pray like that. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every root of covetousness in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, that is not allowing you to bless me as you wanted to. Oh Lord, uproot them now. Every root of greed in my heart that is making me unthankful and ungrateful to you. Oh Lord, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your message, make my shift to the next level very easy. My shift to the next higher level very easy. Say, Father, according to your mercies, according to your mercies, make my rising to the next higher level very easy and effortless in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your mercies, make my rising to the next higher level effortless. Make my rising to the next higher level effortless. Make my rising to the next higher level effortless. Make it easy by your mercies. By your mercies. By your mercies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by your mercies. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to need a lot of inspiration and revelations to fulfill God's purpose on earth accurately. You will need a lot of inspiration and revelations. You're going to say, oh Lord, release into my life inspiration and revelations that I need to perfectly fulfill your purpose for my life, to accurately fulfill your purpose for my life. Oh Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that, because you have no idea of that purpose. You don't know all that is in God's purpose, in God's calling for your life. So, oh Lord, send inspiration into my life. Send revelations into my life that will help me fulfill your purpose perfectly and accurately. In the name of Jesus, give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me inspiration. Give me revelations. Give me visions that will help me fulfill your purpose for my life accurately. Your calling for my life accurately and perfectly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give me inspiration. Give me revelations. Give me visions, understanding that will enable me carry out your assignment perfectly. Your assignment for my life correctly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that confusion is a product of self-centered life, if I can put it that way. Yeah. If you are living for yourself and not for Jesus, you'll be confused a lot. Yeah, if you are living for yourself, for your pleasures, for your desires, for your ambitions, you will be confused a lot. Yeah, but if you are living for Jesus and not yourself, you will hardly be confused. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy the power of self in my life so that I can live a life that is free from confusion, free of confusion. Say, Father, destroy the power of self in my life so I can live a life that is free of confusion. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, destroy the power of self in my life, the strength of self in my life, destroy the power of self on my soul so that I can live a life free of confusion, so that you can easily guide me and lead me. It is when you are so full of yourself and all your thinking is all about yourself, that is when the Holy Spirit will have difficulty in leading you, in guiding you. Say, hold on, destroy the power of self in my life so that I can live a life free of confusion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray for four more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the army of the Most High God crush the forces of hell that have surrounded my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the army the armies of the Most High God. Crush and destroy the forces of hell that have surrounded my life to attack me. Let the armies of God consume them all. Begin to pray like that. Don't forget, raise up your right hand. Pray like that. So let the armies of God, the armies of the Almighty God, descend upon the forces of hell that have surrounded my life to attack me, to destroy my life. Let the armies of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, armies of the Most High God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the armies of the Most High God destroy the presence of darkness, the presence of demons, the presence of powers of darkness that have surrounded me to strike my life. Let the armies of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray? You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the time where my greatness is given birth to. You're going to say, I enter into the divine timing. I enter into the divine timeline, into the divine calendar, where my greatness is given birth to. Open your mouth and pray like that. Gahashuje ene hasu sibashdera. I enter, spirit, soul, and body, into the time where my greatness is birthed right now. In the name of Jesus, I enter into that calendar. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost consume every demonic hand that is counseling the things God has approved for me. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost consume every demonic hand, witchcraft hand, that is canceling the things God has approved for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Begin to pray like that. Bahashishe esesenemetashira. Bahaneshetenduhajira. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil hand, witchcraft hand, satanic hand, demonic hand that is canceling the things God has approved for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. Consume them. Consume them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Consume them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every generational disease that wants to manifest in my life. That is, every disease that runs in your bloodline. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every generational disease that wants to appear in my life. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Le haro shene de gala, tashta tena balashta. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Pray. Pray this prayer very seriously. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every generational disease that wants to appear in my life. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Lehasha Shedidaha. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for everything you have given to us for free. Thank you for your goodness. We have received. Thank you for your helps. We have received. Thank you for spiritual blessings. You have multiplied upon us. Thank you for physical blessings. You have multiplied upon us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and power in this place tonight. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for every prayer you have answered. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. For those prayers we have prayed some time ago, that you are going to answer very shortly. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Father, that you show mercy on your people and lift them up from where they are now to the place you want them to be. Father, do it in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, for as many here that want you to use them mightily at this time. O Lord, lay your hands on them. And from this hour henceforth, begin to use them mightily. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that things no one has ever done in the world, in the area of changing lives, blessing lives, helping lives, the hand of God shall begin to use you for such things. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord promote you so that you can promote others. I pray that the Lord honor you so that you can give honor to others. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.